I just wanted to ask you, after you've had a taste playing at the Brandywell in pre-season, how much are you looking forward to playing your first league appearance on Friday night?
I can't wait. Obviously, like, we played in pre-season a few games, but everyone knows pre-season games are a bit more relaxed and not really that competitive. It's more like testimonial game sort of thing. But it's just going to be good when it's a competitive game, just to feel how the atmosphere is, because I've heard a lot of good things about it. So as a footballer, that's what you want to be playing in, good atmospheres.
Did you happen to catch the Bohemians match on Sunday? If you did, what did you think of their performance, and what do you think is going to be their biggest threat come Friday night?
I thought they were really good. Obviously, to be Shamrock Rovers, who's a really good team. They're like a prime possession, but I thought Bohemians just had their two wingers were really tricky and direct, and the Gregor Moussa, I think it is, like, big and powerful and could hold the ball up and link well. So I think they have good, like, energy and good legs, and yeah, it'll be something we need to be worried about. But yeah, we'll be going in with a game plan, and we'll just try and put that into place and try and get 3 points.
How has training been this week since Friday night, getting ready for this game?
Yeah, I think we were more disappointed at the start of the week, but that's the way football is. Football's week to week, so you just come in, you look over it and see what we think we've done wrong and how we can fix it. And basically, yeah, if you lose, like, you need to learn from it and try and take the positive as much as you can. I think we played some alright football, but obviously it was a very frantic start and stuff to the game. We just got back into it, and then we ended up conceding directly from kickoff. So or Monday after the meeting, you just try and look forward and try and build on the positives that you had in the last game. And it's just, that's, I mean, it's a process. Like, everyone at the start of season's like well drilled, sort of a bit more regimented and stuff. And once you get a couple of games in, that's sort of when teams sort of relax and you see how they really are.
I'm curious to know, how did you keep yourselves occupied and still keep yourself fresh to get ready for coming back out after the player cut was resolved?
I think it was, like I said, it was like 15 minutes and we'll get an update. So you were trying to, like, stay warm, keep moving, stretching, like, just trying to get in, like, fuel, like, bars or whatever, or gels. And 15 minutes, they said it was going to be another 15, and I think that happened twice. You have to prepare as if you're going back out, because if you think it's going to get called off and it gets put on, you're not going to be in the right mindset. We just had to do it a couple of times, like 15 minutes sort of warm-ups, and then we got to go back out and do another warm-up. So it's probably the first time I've done it, but it wasn't too bad. I don't think it's probably the first 5 minutes of the game starting back. You're just getting back up to speed and, like, mentally more than anything. But I don't think that was what to say to the game. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but we're ready to go back out and try and get back in the game.
Just to be a bit more lighthearted, you're travelling up and down the road from Belfast with a few of the lads. Who's in charge of the tunes and what's the playlist like?
It's all Belfast rap, basically. All the Kevy Forex, Lambo Slice, all them. We just have a laugh, really. But we're all from, like, West Belfast, so it's some days when we need to get going, there's all the cheesy rave songs on.
Have you any unwritten rules for the car that you have to follow?
It seems to be when I'm driving, both the younger boys are sleeping. But when I'm in the passenger seat, I'm the one who sits and wait and talk to the driver. So we'll need to get that sorted, because it's to be an unwritten rule that the passenger's not allowed to fall asleep.